Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil Rosenthal, Tribune media mogul, the fine columnist and valued friend. Phil, how are you, buddy?
Morning, Phil.
Morning. I'm fine, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? We live the dream. This is it's great to get to the start of the baseball season because I think there's hope for everyone. Isn't that what baseball is? You've covered enough of it. It just has that feel of a new, fresh season. And I don't know. I'm kind of on Manny Machado watch. Don't know if you're paying attention or not, Phil.
Yeah, I hadn't heard anything about it. He's the Machado fellow.
So, Phil, you write about the Cubs' agreement with Sinclair Broadcasting and the Marquee Sports Network, which is coming in February 2020. You answer a lot of key questions in your column in the Tribune yesterday, and I thought it was a very good rundown. Why do you think, I guess, in summary, why is this important for Cubs fans, and what do you think would be they'll see the most change?
Well, in some ways, you know, for the Cub fan who has cable TV, probably won't be much change at all, except that your bill may go up. And I think it's very likely it will. The thing that people, I think, misunderstand most about this thing is it's not going to be a la carte like HBO. You're going to, assuming it gets cleared on your cable system, your satellite system, your streaming service, it's just going to be there. And the cost of it will be absorbed in the monthly rate you pay. And it'll be the rate you pay whether you watch the channel or not. So in that sense, it'll be somewhat seamless. Now, if you don't have cable, if you don't have one of these services, then, yeah, it's going to be huge because no games will be, except for the ones on Fox, none of the games will be on over-the-air broadcast television, the kind you can get with a free, you know, for free with a digital antenna. That's a big difference. But, you know, so many sports fans today have cable, or, you know, it's hard to get by without it. So in that sense, it won't be much of a change. I do think, Craig Kenny made a good point yesterday. There will be less trying to figure out where the game is, although there'll still be games on FS1, ESPN, and obviously Fox.
Yeah, I think, Phil, when we first started talking about this, one of the issues that came up was this idea that the Time Warner thing with the Dodgers, you know, the idea that, oh my gosh, what if it's not on my cable system? But the fact is, if you're a Cub fan, you have options on your cable system, right? I mean, if one won't carry it, you can switch to another, and if enough people do that, everyone's going to carry it because they don't want to lose. Yeah,
it's a little different too. First of all, I live in a building, for example, in Chicago, where the building decided what cable system. So I don't really have a choice unless I want to pick up a streaming service. If RCN doesn't pick it up, then I'm going to have to figure something out if I want that channel. The thing about the difference between the Dodgers and I think the Cubs, although we'll see when they go to market, is the Dodgers said, here, we have this product, you should pick it up. And they already had outlined the Time Warner, which originally was, now it's, I think, Charter, and they call it Spectrum, SportsNet LA. They went to market saying, okay, we're going to give the Dodgers X amount of money. We're guaranteeing you that. Now, to do that, they had to have this really high rate, and a lot of the systems locally, besides the ones that they owned, they said, you know, we can't afford to do that. We'll lose all these customers because we're going to have to raise our rates for everyone. And that became a real sticking point, because if it's not on your system, then you don't have a choice, and it becomes very difficult to try and find, you know, in a lot of areas, it's not so easy to change. So the difference in this case is that the Cubs have gone in, and instead of setting here's the set payout for the Cubs, they partnered with Sinclair, and Sinclair is going to say, look, if Comcast is going to give us trouble on this, we're going to give them trouble on our retransmission agreements with the almost 200 stations we own around the country. I think 30 or 40 of which are overlap with Comcast system. So that becomes the fulcrum in this point, and that makes gives it a little bit of leverage in terms of saying, look, you should carry our channel, okay?
Talking with Phil Rosenthal from the Chicago Tribune, and Phil, I spoke to a TV executive yesterday who described it this way in terms of the Cubs' relationship with Sinclair. The challenge will be, in no particular order, pricing, programming, and politics, just because of the reputation that Sinclair has with its 191 television stations that it owns. How would you characterize those challenges in order, and what do you think about the kind of reducing it to those three?
I think a lot of it really comes down to the pricing point. If it's not so big, and I don't know what constitutes that for one of these systems. The numbers I've heard have ranged from $5 a month per person, whether they want to watch this channel or not, to up to $7, which is really high. I think somewhere in the middle there is probably where the number lies. So long as it's agreeable to the systems, I think they're going to look for the path of least resistance, and I don't think you want to be the lone holdout in this case, because as Mike just said, there are all these other options, you know, for how you get your television these days. So I think that's a key point. The programming, yeah, I don't know how they're going to figure out how to fill all the time. I on the other hand, once you're on a system, you're on the system, and you know, baseball season will eventually roll around again. Ratings are only important in terms of ad sales. Once you're on the system, there are two revenue points. One is the ad sales, and the other is that monthly fee that doesn't change. So, you know, the programming is important from a viewing standpoint, but from a business standpoint, it doesn't. They'll come up with something. There's always something to run.
As far as the politics is concerned, Phil, that's been a big question. And Sinclair, we know, has had various anchors around their local stations read things that maybe they didn't want to read, or has kind of influenced those news coverages. But we've been assured that there is going to be nothing like that on their sports network. And the comparison has been made with the tennis channel, where there's none of that stuff going on. So I don't think that most people sit back and think about where their dollars are going or who gets a percentage of what. I don't think people are that aware of it. Maybe things are changing in America, because there's a lot of differing beliefs and a lot of conflict going on politically. But for sports fans, just from a perspective of liking your team, I don't think that's as big an issue, as long as it's not sort of anything that you have to look at in terms of the advertising or the editorial content.
I think it's a question. You know, some people, I think it's attitudinal. Okay, I think people feel anxious about necessarily enriching companies they don't agree with these days. Now, the less you have to think about that, you're not giving the money directly to them, so maybe it doesn't matter to you. On the other hand, you know, the Cubs themselves have that issue because of the Joe Ricketts emails and some of the political donations and activities of the Ricketts family. You know, there's some diversity there, but it tends to flow mostly in one direction. If you can put that aside in terms of supporting the team, I'm not sure that it matters, you know, who the team is doing business with either. And again, you're not writing a check to Sinclair, so I think it's something that can be put out of mind a little easier. But I do know, based on the emails I've gotten from people, there are some people out there who are, shall we say, anxious about it. You know, they don't. They're of two minds. They want to keep supporting the team and what the team is trying to do, and continue to follow them. But at the same time, it troubles them that this is where the money is going.
We've heard from a few on both sides loudly.
Yeah. No, I think I have too. I'm just telling you the preponderance of the
yep.
people who are motivated to write tend to be of one mind. I would not necessarily say I'm getting a full sample, as the pollsters like to say.
Phil.
Good stuff, Phil.
Phil, I miss you writing on TV more than ever, because
he doesn't know what to watch.
Well, no, it's this Netflix thing. It's I feel like I'm going to have to take a year off just to watch television, and I've missed every show out there, and you never let me. I told you, we have similar taste. I would read Phil, and he would tell me something was good, and it would be good, and he would tell me something was not worth my time, and he was right. So, God bless you, buddy.
I, you know, maybe I need to go to work for Netflix. And so instead of after you watch something that says you might like this, it would still think you might like this.
I think someone ought to do it. Can I just hire you on a personal consulting basis?
I've offered it. You know, you give me enough Diet Mountain Dew, I'm pretty much good for anything.
You're the best.
Thanks,
Thank
Phil.
You so much,
Have a good
Phil.
Weekend.
You too. I'll see you around.
That's our guy, Phil Rosenthal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.